Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Newsmakers podcast. I am business management editor Matt Bishop, and today we are joined by Rusty Cochran. He is the owner of We Care Heating and Air, the 2014 ACCA Residential Contract of the Year. We'll talk with him about what it takes to earn that award, what his feelings were about it, and so much more. We'll see you on the other side. And we are now joined here on the Newsmakers podcast by Rusty Cochran. He is the owner of We Care Heating and Air. Rusty, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Matt.
Now, obviously, it has to be such a huge honor for you to be named the ACCA 2014 Residential Contractor of the Year. And I think what people want to know first is, what was your initial reaction when I assume you got a call or an email to inform you about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Melissa called us to inform us that originally we were the final three, and then we got down to the winner of that award, and literally it was speechless. It was overwhelming. It was just like, wow, that's awesome. We did it, you know. And that's, I don't know that there is a higher award in this industry. We won plenty of awards, and this one is the granddaddy of them.
So you're in the final three. How much time was in between when you found that out and when you found out you were the winner?
It was over about a month, roughly. So somewhere in December, maybe a month and a half, that she said we were down to the final three and that the winner would be announced at the end of January, and we got the call on January 30th, actually. So I even remember the day.
You know, what goes into the process of applying for the award and then, I guess just take me through the whole process.
Well, originally, I mean, the best way to win it, first off, is to apply for the award. So, we had to write some different things about the story, the bio, basically, about our company and, why we feel that we are, should be awarded this. And so it's just a matter of filling out some questions and writing a short little bio about our company and presenting it to them. And from that point, if you keep going and round and round, they just send you more and more questions and stuff about the company that we, you just fill out, easy process, but I mean, you're just filling out questionnaires and everything to get it moving along.
Okay. Now, let's talk about a little bit about your company. We'll backtrack a little bit here. Tell us where you're located, and what you guys do and what makes you, your company, so special.
Well, we're in Marietta, California. Basically, it's on the San Diego Riverside County line. Most people don't know Riverside, so we throw in the San Diego County line. But it's just north of San Diego, and it's east. So we're not on the ocean. We're more of a, between the desert and the ocean, basically. And that's, basically where we're from. What makes us unique is a question. Really, I think it's the ACCA standards for the quality install. We did the QA program first, but we really don't really do any new construction, so but we did it anyway. And then we did the QI, which is the quality install, and through that process now we've done over 1,500 houses through their standards, which when the homeowner signs up for this program, they are actually get a certificate from Energy Star saying that their houses are their air conditioning system, I'm sorry, heating and air conditioning system is Energy Star qualified, that it was done properly. So it's a nice little differentiation from anything else. We can talk about how great our installs are at every company, but this one actually is checking every step of the way with us, is the our company following it, the utility company, every step through the whole process from the manual J, a true proper manual J and S, all the way through to the very end with the duct testing and the sealing and permits. Everything is solid all the way through, so the homeowner is guaranteed that right size.
Mm-hmm. When did your company get its start?
We started in the year of 2000, actually.
Wow, so in less than 14 years, you go from starting your company to winning arguably the biggest residential contracting award out there. I mean, what does that say about what you've been able to build?
It's amazing. I mean, to do that, and from one man company, basically myself, to over 80 people now in 2014. So it's been a tremendous growth and a lot of fun along the way.
Now, you also do plumbing as well?
We just started plumbing, actually. So we haven't we added plumbing last year, and you know, if we add up all of our plumbers, we have two. So the other people are all on the heating and air conditioning side of the equation.
You see a lot of contractors these days adding those extra services, kind of just to make themselves more valuable to the customer, it seems like. What was the impetus behind you wanting to add plumbing to your company?
Well, it was, you know, we just basically the marketing area that we go to, you know, it's about a 35 miles around, and just by having those same customers, we can add more value. They already trust us in the homes with them, so, you know, why not offer a service that's out there for them to, you know, that we can help them out as well as, you know, help ourselves grow as well. So just an added benefit to the customer.
Okay. Let's swing it back to the award, and, you know, what do you think it was that sold your company the most to the selection committee?
Boy, I don't know.
So obviously you hit a home run.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the from doing the quality install, or is it the amount of growth we've had in the really 2007 is when we really started to embrace the service and replacement side of the industry. We were a new construction company that switched gears in 2007, and it wasn't the economy that did it. It was basically the I was tired of chasing the builders around to get the money, the payment. So by doing that, you know, pay as you go, basically, in the service and replacement business, why we switched. So I don't know if it was just the significant growth or the, you know, just following those quality standards for the industry.
And what drew you to want to follow those standards? Because not everybody, you know, it's not everybody's into that, so to speak. And what was it about it that made you say, hey, this is something that I think is important for our business to do?
Basically just separating us from the others. You know, you're absolutely right. There's only, in California, there's 30 companies that qualify under these guidelines. Every company out there can do it, just that nobody wants to take the time to do it. And it's a lot of work. We did, I mean, I know the amount. We did 14 houses through the system originally, and it was a nightmare to learn it. I mean, there's a commission report, and we just thought it was really some here's another utility rebate. So we jumped on board with that, and we thought that's what they were getting. And then those 14 houses just took us a long time, going back to the home several times to finally get it to pass through those standards. I mean, it was pulling out equipment because we didn't put in the right size originally on those 14 on a couple of houses. To now, you know, it's we got it down to a science. I mean, it's it goes fairly quick, but, you know, again, 1,500 houses into it, we better have it down by now. But it really is a differentiator.
It's got to be nice, though, when something comes together like that and you can see the improvement and the progress. And like you said, 1,500 houses down, I mean, that's an impressive number.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just processes and procedures and following systems.
Now, Rusty, what made you want to apply for the Residential Contractor of the Year Award?
You know, it was actually a friend of mine told me, basically, not for the so much for that Contractor of the Year, but, you know, when you see those things come in for, you know, awards, you know, whether it be Angie's List to anything, Contractor of the Year, whatever the award may be, you know, apply for it if there is a way to do that, because it is recognition for our company, it's for our people, and then also for the customers to see that they're doing business with the right company. So he just said, sign up for all of them. So, you know, we started to do so, and, you know, the little different from the ACCA, but part of the Service Roundtable that is here at the event as well. And last year, we won Contract of the Year from them as well. So, you know, another fine institution. this one was, a big one also. I mean, that was a big one. This was probably the biggest one.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Now, Rusty, what was the reaction of the employees at WeCare when this news came in?
It was great. I mean, it was high fives. It was, yes. We were all so excited. I mean, as we're leaving here with a lot heavier suitcases, we're grabbing the IE3 magazine with our covers in it to give it to the people that work for us. And, the whole team is, long as we can get enough, we're grabbing those magazines left over. So it really is a big deal. I mean, we've got, you know, a bunch of awards. I mean, the Dave Lennox Award is the highest Lennox Award, you know, and that's one manufacturer, which is an awesome award. You know, it's their biggest award they have, and we've got that 2 years in a row. And, you know, but this one's the industry. It covers all bases of everything, you know, and not taken away from that Dave Lennox Award. I mean, that's a huge award. Partner of the Year, we've gotten 3 years in a row from them as well. And, I mean, those are awesome. I mean, we were just, you know, wanted those so bad. And then, you know, this is just, you know, more showing that we're doing things right. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's it's a great honor.
All right, Rusty, well, we'll wrap it up with one last question. What does the future hold for We Care Heating and Air here? What are your goals now for the next, you know, 1 to 5 years?
Keep developing our people. I mean, you know, it's the team we've built that has gotten us to where we're at, and it'll be the team that keeps us going forward. And, you know, we invest a lot of training into those people, and I'm not just the technical or sales, but we really spend a lot of money on the and time investing in the person as well. I mean, we send them off to personal training that's nothing to do with the industry, and it's great. I mean, there's teamwork and communications and leadership that they all go through that's, like I said, nothing to do with the industry. So it's